Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. You can watch every episode of this podcast on YouTube. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. I'm Mr. McDolphin. You can follow me on X at Mr. McDolphin73. What's up? How is everybody doing? I'm in the middle. This is part two of my reactions to the first round of free agency. In the last podcast, I introduced the idea, said we were going to split it between offense and defense, and kind of gave my points of what I thought about the moves that the Miami Dolphins have made in free agency with the losses, the re-signings, and the additions. I ended it kind of with a cliffhanger. Some people are probably not happy about it. I was talking about the quarterback position, and I just want to make sure straight off the bat, everybody knows Tua is our starting quarterback. Tua is great. Tua is awesome. I'm just, when it comes to the draft, I believe the best time to draft a quarterback is when you don't need a quarterback. The Miami Dolphins do not need a quarterback right now. And I believe later on in the draft, like I said, 184, 198, something like that, we need to think about getting a quarterback. But I mentioned two, Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., if they fall to the second round in our 55, that we should take one of those two. As a backup quarterback, I think either one of them, both of those guys have a higher ceiling than Mike White. And yeah, I think it would be a great idea. And if, you know, we end up with two really good quarterbacks, you know, that you could get a lot of, you can get a lot for a potential starting quarterback if from a quarterback needy team in, you know, if you've created one of a really good backup. So that's the idea behind it. But moving on, this podcast is going to be about the defense. We're going to kind of run the same outline. We're going to take a look at the players that were released, players that we lost, and players we re-signed, and then players we added as far as the defense goes. But first, before we get started, I need to ask you guys a question. Are you a diehard Dolphins fan? Because if so, I need you to get on Facebook, open up Facebook, type in diehard Dolphins fan. A page will come up. Make sure to like and follow the page. The Diehard Dolphins Fan Facebook page. It shares news, rumors, and everything about your Miami Dolphins. So make sure to follow the page and like the page. And it's great. It's all in one spot. So it's not an NFL page. It doesn't have a bunch of stuff about other teams and stuff like that. It's all Miami Dolphins news, all put into one place on one page. So, and it's for us diehard Dolphin fans. Cool. There you go. Defense. This is where I believe the Dolphins took the biggest hit, of course. And there's also the mystery of what the new defense is going to look like. I believe the defense is where we took the biggest hit. And there's, on top of that, that's scary in and of itself. And replacing people like Christian Wilkins and Andrew Van Ginkle and X and, you know, Raekwon Davis and all of these kind of players is scary. And then what's also scary is the, once again, we have a new defensive coordinator and Anthony Weaver. So, and not knowing what the defense is going to look like. A lot of people have just assumed that he's going to run a 3-4, but there's times in his career that he ran a 4-3. So, I mean, we just don't know. And so I'm going to just go through, like I said at the beginning of the other, when we talked to the other podcast, when we talked about the offense, that it was a big hit. And I believe the big hit, the overwhelming feeling that I got that Monday when these players, you know, started, Christian Wilkins got signed, which I'm glad he got his bag. Don't get me wrong, but I'm kind of pissed off at Greer because Greer could have avoided that 2 years ago, you know, stuff like that. Andrew Van Ginkle was somebody on the defense that I really thought we should keep. I was okay with moving on from X. I finally talked myself into that. But the release of X and Jerome Baker, Emmanuel Ogba, and Keon Crossan, we lost Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkle, safety Brandon Jones, Raekwon Davis, and Deshaun Elliott. We re-signed basically backups. We re-signed Nick Needham, which was great to have him back. Elijah Campbell, we'll see how that goes with the development of Elijah Campbell, but I'm glad he's back. And Deshaun Hand, which, okay, you kept somebody on the defensive line to go along with Sealer, so thank you. The additions is where I think Chris Greer worked wonders. And there's a lot of names that are just depth pieces. A lot of the people on the defense, some of these people won't even make the team, to be honest with you. And of course, I'm talking about, you know, the defensive lineman Isaiah Mack and Nixon and Gallimore from Dallas. You know, a lot of these are just depth pieces. Some of these people are special teams, especially, you know, like Saran Neal from the Bills. He's a special teams ace. So it's pretty good. Let's start with defensive lineman Jonathan Harris. He started for the Broncos last year, and I think he will get a starting role here. He definitely, it's kind of the piece you brought in with the hopes that he can replace Christian Wilkins, but he's nowhere near as good as Christian Wilkins. So we definitely, you know, and I think Chris Greer knows that. Hence the signing of all of the other defensive linemen. Benito Jones, I really liked having him back. And he started with the Lions last year. And I think Jones was brought in to replace Raekwon Davis. And I actually kind of look at that as, okay, Raekwon didn't play as good as I thought he was going to coming out of Alabama. So I like Benito Jones. I liked that signing a lot. And I think that will be our guy in the middle. Edge, Shaq Barrett, he started for the Bucks last year, and I don't think he could really replace the AVG, but I like him as the replacement of Emmanuel Ogba. So that rotational edge piece that Ogba, you know, was used some. So I think it's a good replacement for him. I can't really say he can't bring what Andrew Van Ginkle brings. I think that is a hole we still need to fill. And I believe that can be filled in the draft. And I'll talk about that here in a few. Linebacker Jordan Brooks started for the Seahawks last year. I believe this is an upgrade over Jerome Baker. It's two totally different types. Brooks is a coverage safety, and Baker wasn't. You did not want him in coverage. So I like it better. He's going to be that quarterback of the defense. He's going to have the green dot. And I think it's an upgrade in the middle of the defense and in that middle linebacker position. So cornerback Kendall Fuller from the Commanders. He came over from the Commanders where he started last year. Him and X, they're almost the same age. They have very similar numbers. And I think that's kind of just a move sideways. But I think that tells us more about Cam Smith than anything else, because you have your second year guy you took as a really high draft pick. And for some reason, he couldn't even see the field last year. And now you have a new defensive coordinator, but the coaches are obviously not comfortable with running with the second year guy. And so that's, I feel like they probably thought they have to bring in someone else, starting caliber cornerback, which is a position that Greer respects and likes and will draft and really high and real will pay money. Hence when we, you know, we brought back X. So he will pay for this position, and Fuller got a good contract, fair contract, I believe. And I believe it's a wash, it's a move sideways. He's going to be just as good as X. He's no better than X. I don't believe they're very similar in their stats and age and everything. But so I'm glad we have a starting cornerback that made it the whole take on the defense and everything we lost, that Fuller really helped. Now, I'm not the guy jumping on X or Twitter and saying, welcome the best backfield in the NFL. No, I don't see that. I don't think Fuller brings us that. I think if we had X in his prime, you know, then we would have the best. But Fuller's going to be good. It's going to be good. He's a good replacement for Xavier. Safety Jordan Pollard came over from the Bills, and I'm really, one of the biggest losses to me was Deshaun Elliott. I really liked the way he played, and I really liked the way he played, and I think Poyer will do a great job at replacing him. So I think it might even be an upgrade in the backfield. So with Jalen Ramsey, Fuller, Holland, and Poyer, I'm really comfortable with the defensive backs. And like I said, I think Jordan Brooks is an upgrade. I think our linebackers have gotten better. So what I'm really worried about, and I don't understand, and I know that all of the stuff came out where our guys, our edge rushers, might be able, Chubb and Phillips, might be able to come back earlier than projected. But everything that I've read, there really is stuff where they, you know, medicines and legal drugs and stuff that they're allowed to use and take and come back. And I hope they do, but even if they come back, you know, shorter amount of time than expected, are they going to come back as strong? You know what I'm saying? And are they going to come back? Are they going to pick up where they left off? And I don't think that that will be the case. So the addition of Shaq Barrett really excited me because he's a good rotational piece, a great rotational piece. But, you know, even if Jalen Phillips can come back, say he's back by the beginning of the season, like some of these articles are saying that he might be, okay, we have him and Shaq. That's it. That's all we have. You know what I'm saying? And that's not good. And then Chubb will definitely be later on in the year. So edge rusher, I'm really worried about. I would love to bring in another edge rusher. I like Clowney. In my opinion, I know that Miami has tried to get him in the past, Jadeveon Clowney, that's who I would go after if I was Greer. I would, if we have Clowney and Shaq Barrett as our two rotational pieces, and you know, we ask them to do more than the rotational piece at the beginning of the year as our guys come back, and then we're late in the season with Clowney and Shaq Barrett and Jalen Phillips and Chubbs coming back, I would feel really good. And I do believe this is an area that we need to draft. We need to draft an edge. And like I said, we'll get into it, but I really like the backfield. You know, hopefully Cam Smith will continue to develop. Kader Kohou, maybe he will have a bounce back year. He had a really good first year, not so good last year. I'm glad we have Nick Needham and Elijah Campbell. So that's kind of the edge position. And the defensive linemen, we don't really have. I mean, say we got Benito Jones in the middle, Zach Sealer, of course, and then Jonathan Harris. And we are doing a 3-4. If we're doing a 3-4 as our starters, and then we have all of these guys, some of these defensive linemen won't even make, you know, they're all going to be fighting for backup spots with Hand and Mack and Gallimore and Nixon. So I really wish we had a better piece. It's not a prime position. It's not a position that Greer, you know, thinks of as a prime position. And that ultimately is the reason why I think Christian Wilkins did not get a second contract. And Greer wasn't okay with paying him what the market says to pay him, because he doesn't value that position, the defensive tackle position, as much as he does other positions along the defense, like cornerback and edge. And so I don't see us taking, if that's the case, I don't see us taking a defensive lineman in the first round again, because, you know, there's defensive lineman and edge as far as defense, I believe, needs to be taken in the draft. And we'll talk more about the draft in upcoming podcasts and the end of this month and into April. We'll do some mock drafts and stuff like that. But I think I'm really big on the offensive line. That's what I said needs to be with that pick 21. But I can see defensive line or edge. And I think Chris Greer has done a good job of bouncing back after all of this loss, of bouncing back and placing us in a position where we can draft. We just need to see who's available at 21. You know, like I said in the last podcast, I believe we're in a good enough spot that if Brian Thomas is there, wide receiver from LSU, if he's there, we need to take him at 21, because we could take the best offensive lineman that's there, or a edge rusher if they're still there, defensive lineman if they're still there, or our third wide receiver if he happens to fall to 21. I think Chris Greer set us up good enough where now we're not stuck and be like, oh fuck, we have to get an offensive lineman with this pick, it can't wait till 55. You know, now I think it can, some of this stuff can wait till 21, 55, and we'll talk about it more when we talk about the draft, but I'm okay with drafting, with trading back also, and getting picks in the third and fourth round. It's really biting us in our butt that we are, you know, with the tampering stuff and lost our third. And then I believe our fourth is because of Chubb, if I remember right, in the Chubb trade. So, but that's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of wishy-washy on the defensive line. I really wish, I like the addition at edge, but I don't think our guys are going to come back and be as fast. I think we're an upgrade in the linebacker position, and I'm comfortable with our cornerback position. Two more things before I jump off here concerning the defense, and that is, don't be surprised if Chris Greer takes a cornerback with pick 21. I mean, I just said, I don't think that is what needs to be done. It's not even in the top four. But Chris Greer, he's probably thinking right now that he missed on Cam Smith, and he wants to make that right. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, I need a long-term answer for X's replacement. And Kendall Fuller's not long-term. So he could be thinking that. I really hope he's not. But they also know more about Cam Smith than we do as fans. So they've seen him in practice. They know why he wasn't on the field last year. And Cater, I think Cater Kohu will have a bounce back season, but he's not, you can't put him on an island out there. He's not good at cornerback on the edge. So he's better at that third cornerback spot. Move him in. So, and then the last thing I want to say is, this is kind of my reaction to the first round of free agency. You've listened to the offense. You've listened to the defense. If you haven't, go back. Listen to both of them. I think as fans, we need to prepare ourselves and learn from this. Chris Greer is telling us. He tells us what he's doing. And we got a lot of guys coming up with Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Javon Holland that are going to need contracts. And if you look at what happened with Christian Wilkins and how great Christian Wilkins played, and he bet on himself and he won, and Chris Greer let him walk. You have to look at the positions of these players. Jalen Waddle is a wide receiver. That is a prime position. That is a position that Chris Greer is willing to pour money into. Hence why he brought over, Javon Holland, I'm worried about. I believe Javon Holland is great, but the safety position, Chris Greer has not shown us that he's willing to pour money into. And he's willing, you know, to put money in and high draft capital in edge. So, you know, I think that I'm worried that we're going to end up losing Javon Holland is what I'm getting at. And I think if it happens and we're shocked and surprised as fans, that's on us, because Chris Greer has shown us what he'll do with, I mean, even Raekwon Davis, you know, pretty high draft pick, nose tackle, that interior defensive line and the safety positions, they're not prime positions to him. They're not cornerback. They're not edge rusher. They're not wide receiver. And so we can learn from what we've watched this happen. And this might not even come down to it, because this season coming up might end in a disaster and be the end of Chris Greer in Miami. I doubt that. He's not going anywhere. I'm in the camp that I believe he has video or something on Ross. But Chris Greer has shown us he's willing to pour money in wide receivers. He's willing to pour money in edge. He's willing to pour money in these other positions and cornerback when he, you know, we paid X. And I'm worried about Javon Holland. I think Javon Holland's one of the best players on our defense. And I think a good safety, you know, and I've heard rumors that some people are believing that we're going to run three safeties this year. And if that's the case, safety is a spot. We are down a safety. We need a good starting safety if we're going to use three safeties this year. So I'm just worried about it. And don't be surprised if it happens. So that's it. That's all I got. To kind of wrap it up, that's hope you guys have enjoyed my takeaways. I'd love to hear your all's takeaways also. So please shoot me a message, Mr. McDolphin 73 on Twitter. Go to the Die Hard Dolphins Fan Facebook page. It's a great, great page that I run. Really cool. Good place. It's also on Instagram. So it's Die Hard Dolphins Fan on Instagram and Facebook. Check it out. Leave some comments, stuff you agreed with, stuff you didn't agree with. Don't think that just because I want to draft a quarterback that I don't like Tua. I don't want Tuanon coming after me. But I wanted to give it a little bit of time. I gave it a week and a half in free agency. So there you go. That's my takes. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Do all the things I said. Talk to you guys real soon. And of course, fins up.